Previously on From.
If these voices are real, if something here is communicating with you, then that means you're connected to this place in a way that no one else here is. But we need proof. What is this?
They said they watched you bury the bag, and that this is proof that they're real.
Do you know what that means?
Can I have my pillow back? I just want to take a nap, and it's sort of like a security blanket for me, you know?
Yeah, I totally get it. I'm sorry again.
You know, it's kind of funny. I have a shirt just like that.
Oh, I know. I got this out of your suitcase.
What's wrong?
I think maybe I made a mistake.
I knew all about the divorce and how this whole trip was just one last hurrah before you sat us down to break the news. Thomas is dead. You have two other kids. Clearly enough for you.
What is that?
A faraway tree. Watch.
How does it do that?
I don't know.
But guess what?
What?
It works for people, too.
Really?
Problem is, you never know where you'll end up.
There's no wire in here.
What?
In the cord. And the plug? Well, none of it makes any sense.
Mom!
Everything about this is impossible, but we can find out where those wires go.
There was this weird fucking symbol right on the ceiling.
Who are you looking for? Mm-hmm.
I have this crazy idea that might actually work, and if it does, I might be able to find a way to get these people home.
They're so beautiful.
I'm so glad you like them.
When can I come inside? I don't know, it just seems kind of weird to be celebrating the day that you got stuck here.
You're looking at this the wrong way. It's about celebrating survival. Reminds everybody that it's possible. Besides, it's nice having one party once in a while.
Okay, what are you looking for?
I am not looking. I am digging. Aha! Here it is.
It's my secret stash. Trudy loves this sweater. It's the one thing I own that I don't let her get her hands on. Besides, it is Ellis's favorite. What? Nothing. You make this place seem almost normal. You're really special.
It'd be silly. We're all really special. Even Trudy.
That's something a really special person would say.
There's my girls. Anybody up for a little pregame?
Baby, the party hasn't even started yet.
I know. That's why they call it pregame. What?
Nothing. Just go easy, okay?
Yeah, I know. Julie. How about you?
I'm good. Thanks.
Okay, whatever. You guys suck. Victor! Victor, where you at, man? Let's get this party started!
Is he okay?
Nights like this are just a little tough for him. As much as you celebrate the people who make it, you also remember the ones who didn't. Here. You should wear this. It'll look really cute.
Okay, come on, man. I mean, you of all people should be hammered today. I mean, how many years have you been here for?
Please leave me alone.
Oh. Alice!
You want a shot? Okay.
Donna, there's no more peaches.
I know, we're all out.
They're gone?
I thought I had a few more cans stashed away in the basement, but I've been putting some other things aside for you. Some fruit cocktails, some cranberries.
The peaches are gone. All these years, that's the one thing that's never changed. Now they're gone.
I'm sorry, Victor.
Kevin, come on. It'll be dark soon.
Coming.
Just a little boy, I asked my father, what will I be? Will I be handsome? Will I be rich? Here's what he said to me. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Sera, sera. What will be, will be. Now I have children of my own. They ask their father, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? I tell them tenderly. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be? Que sera, sera.
So much joy on the faces of all the new wondrous friends she had made. So much magic in all the marvelous places she had been. Yet, the Crumman uncle had a feeling there was still more yet to come, and that her adventures in this strange new world truly had just only begun.
Jade!
I say you could come in.
My mom wants us to get dinner started. Come on.
What are you doing?
The hell, man?
I was reading this.
There's no other paper here.
That doesn't mean start drawing my fucking book.
You want me to write on your wall? Like a psychopath?
Thank you.
you doing out here?
I think there's some things we need to talk about in private.
All right, come by in the morning. No.
I think we should do this now. It's important.
I guess we're having a sleepover then. Come on in.
Looks like you're going somewhere.
Yeah. I was gonna come by and talk to you about all this.
Well, we have more to talk about than I thought.
He's completely passed out.
Well, pretty sure you violated about a dozen child labor laws by having him dig in the basement all day.
No, he was having fun. He just wanted to help. I get so nervous every time I take my eyes off him.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. But look. Windows are nailed shut. The doors are locked. He couldn't let one of those things in if he tried.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck, and then I think about Julia up in that house.
Donna, the lady who runs the place, she might be a... But she's definitely not stupid.
How's it going?
Well, provided I can convince the sheriff to let me use all of their building materials, not to mention drain every single battery they've got, and get Donna to allow us to build on the high ground at Colony House, should be just promising enough for everyone to hate me when it fails.
Oh, come on, don't say that. You got a signal.
No, come on, I got static. That's a far cry from a signal.
Well, but it's something.
Yeah.
Hey. It matters. And look on the bright side. At least we got our hole in the basement to fall back on.
Or in.
I'm gonna head back down.
Best get to it.
Hey, hold on.
Hey.
Maybe slow down.
Hey, I'm fine. I'm fine. It's a party, right? Don't worry.
Something okay?
Yeah, I think so. He said not to worry, so I'm good.
All right, everybody, settle down now. Everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Hey. Shut your fucking mouth!
All right. We are here tonight to celebrate a very special anniversary. Yeah. 1 year ago today, our dear, sweet Fatima came into our lives. Some of you were here then. Many of you arrived since. But all of you have come to know her and to love her for her kindness, for her strength, for her wisdom.
And for her weed.
And the green thumb is definitely a big plus. Our greenhouse never smelled so good. But seriously, the truth is, you've made this big old drafty box feel a little bit more like home. Happy anniversary, sweet pea.
Thank you. This is so beautiful.
May it catch all the bad dreams. And let only the sweet ones reach you. Come here. Oh, we are so lucky to have you. So lucky to have you. All right, with a mushy. All right, everybody, you all know the protocol. Drink, smoke, have fun, keep an eye on each other. Cheers!
Cheers!
Cheers, baby.
Happy anniversary, gorgeous.
Thank you.
So, that's the plan.
Yep. Find a way out of here once and for all before it all comes crashing down around us. Your turn.
I buried this bag the day I arrived. Open it.
Holding out on me? This yours? I'm not talking about the shirt, I'm talking about the blood.
There's another item in the bag.
I mean, what is it? What the fuck is going on?
We've never really discussed who we used to be. Before we came here. There was this young boy in my congregation. He was quiet, sensitive. He used to get so excited when his mother let him put a dollar in the collection plate. One day, after Mass, I found him lingering outside the rectory. And it was unusual. You know, he wasn't really the type of kid to stray too far from his parents, who were very strict, rigid. And I get it. Parents, they worry about their kids, and sometimes, yes. I'm sorry, do you mind? Anyway, point is, the boy was upset. He asked if he could stay a while, but I had to prepare for evening mass, and I didn't want the parents to worry. So I went to my drawer and I pulled out a candy bar. Oh yeah, I always keep a stash for the neighborhood kids. I could see he didn't want to go. But I handed it to him and I sent him on his way. Later that evening, I went by the house. It was a bit unorthodox, you know, I'm not really in the habit of making house calls. Something was nagging me, and And as I walked up the driveway, the mother, she came running out. Hysterical. Inconsolable. She was... And I could smell the alcohol the moment I stepped through the door. The father was just standing there with his panic, dumbfounded look on his face. Get up. Get up, he said. I walked over. And I stepped in the room, and there he was. Sweet, innocent boy, just laying there, broken, bulging in a way. It was... And I could see in his pocket the candy bar. He'll be fine. That's what the father said. He'll be fine. It was the way he said it. Sounded indignant. Next thing I knew, I was on top of him. Smashing his face as hard as I could. I couldn't stop. I just kept hitting him over and over again. I couldn't stop, even when I felt that the bones in my hands start to break. I couldn't stop. I was the one who was supposed to listen. I was the one who was supposed to defend the defenseless. That sweet little boy came to me, begging for help, and all I could do was give him a candy bar. A fucking candy bar! Next thing I remember, I was standing on a bridge holding that bottle in my hand. And it was the first time in my life that I heard the voice of God. He told me to get back in the car, that there was another path for me to follow. So I did. I got back in the car and I drove, and 2 hours later I was here.
Why are you telling me all this now?
Because I have Sarah tied up in the basement of the church. Look, I've always known that there's a reason we're here, that there's a path we're meant to follow, and I know it may seem...
Tell me you're joking.
Boy.
Tell me you were motherfucking joking.
You gonna shoot me?
I might fucking shoot you, yeah. You told me that Frank broke the rules. Frank had to go in the box, and now you just... That girl...
That girl may be the key to unlocking all this. That girl, maybe the way we all go home.
Keep talking.
Okay.
Jasmine.
I only came to say goodbye.
What? Wait. I don't understand. Just please talk to me.
Why won't you let me in?
You know why. I can't. Please, just stay and talk with me.
You said you liked me.
I do.
I can't keep coming here, knowing I'll see you, but never get to feel you. Knowing you're afraid of me. That you're disgusted by me.
No.
You always tell me how lonely you are in there. You have no idea how lonely it is out here. It wasn't my choice to be this way. Goodbye, Kevin.
Wait. You know, there's a party going on downstairs. Everyone's having a really good time. You are the only one that I want to be with. You are the only one that I can really talk to. You promise it'll just be you. No one else can get in.
Not once we shut the window. I promise.
Question is, how many dimensions are there? Bosonic string theorists believe there are 26 dimensions, but super string theorists say there's only 10.
And is that what this place is? Another dimension?
Oh, no. This is a
pocket universe.
Oh, my God. For Christ's sake, man, enough. It's not a pocket universe. It's not whatever the fuck you think it is, and nobody gives a fuck. So why don't you shut the fuck up, man?
Yeah, okay. Have another drink. All right, calm down. Jesus.
Hey.
What are you gonna do about it? Hey. Huh? What are you gonna do?
All right, okay.
Take him upstairs before he starts shooting up the place.
That's enough. Now ease up.
You okay? Hey, you okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I am. I'm just gonna go upstairs and lay down.
Okay, I'll come with you.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Hey. I'm just gonna. It's your night.
Goddamn animal.
Like mother, like son.
You stay the fuck out of my sight.
Now close the window, quick. See? Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
My handsome boy.
Your hands are so warm.
Did you think they would be cold? Kiss me.
Dinner's ready.
I'm not hungry.
You've been staring at the book for a day and a half. Maybe you should. You know what, Jay?
Hey, son! Okay,
I'm coming, Jesus!
I wouldn't take too long if I were you.
You know, you should really work on your party face. What are you doing sitting here all by yourself?
You don't have to. I know you don't like me.
That's not true.
I just... It's such a nice party.
Yeah, you'll get one too.
No. I don't think I will.
Take off your shirt.
What?
I'm not gonna lie, you drive me crazy sometimes. But we're in this together. You're not alone.
Really?
Think of it as an early gift for your anniversary. You know what? Much as I hate to admit, it looks better on you.
That's wildly untrue. But thank you. I'm gonna find something to give you too. Excuse me?
That was nice of you.
Everybody needs a little pick-me-up sometimes. Can I ask you something?
Sure.
That girl that you kissed before?
Who, Stacy?
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, I thought you and Ellis were together.
Oh God, yeah, no, Ellis, he's my person. That thing with Stacy, that's just, you know, fooling around.
Oh, okay. Do you think, could I kiss you?
Julia.
No, I was just kidding. I didn't mean.
No, sweetie.
No, you know what? Just forget it.
So this girl tells you she's hearing voices and you just.
Look, I was skeptical. Just like you, okay? She showed me this. Look at that. That's the logo.
I know what it is.
That was almost 3 years ago. Sarah and Nathan have been here, what, 4 or 5 months?
All right. So you told someone, someone told Sarah.
I never told a soul. Boyd, there was no possible way she could have known. Something was watching me that day, the same thing that told Sarah.
And you think this thing is trying to help us? By killing an old man and a child.
Whatever it is, it's a part of the fabric of this place. Okay, whatever connection Sarah has makes her valuable in ways we may not even understand yet. Okay, now if you want to put her in the box, that's fine. I'm not going to stop you. But if you're serious about finding answers, the fact that you're going on this journey at the same time that this connection is revealed, that's not just a coincidence. That's providence.
So what are you suggesting?
That we go with you, Sarah and I, okay? We use this connection to our advantage.
So a priest, a sheriff, and a murdering psycho walk into a bar?
Yeah. Something like that, yeah. What?
If we go any deeper, we're gonna need a taller ladder.
Well, we'll go as steep as we have to.
Here. Let me take a look at that.
I'm fine, really.
Fine is not a word I would use to describe
any of us at this point.
You take a break. Go sit with Ethan for a bit. I'll take over here.
Are you stuck in your antenna?
Yeah.
Oh, go slowly.
Pretty much.
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
Can I come in?
I'd rather you didn't.
Please? It's the only place in this house where I can be alone. Sort of.
You look sad.
Can I just come in? I'm having a really bad night. Are you going somewhere? It looks like you're packing.
No, I'm just... You know, it's hard to explain.
Why did you dig those graves?
I don't want to talk about that.
Are these from all the cars that have come into town?
Yes, that's right.
On my first night down by the pantry, you said that two cars hadn't come to town on the same day for a really long time, and that it was special. Why? You've been here the longest out of anyone. Do you know what this place is?
Seriously, man, I don't know why you keep staring at that thing.
Sorry, hold on. This page, it's...
What?
Yeah, there's two pages stuck together here.
Huh.
Yeah, we're talking.
Victor!
Mohan.
Hi, Victor.
Holy shit.
You're gonna go to a new home now. I'm gonna give you to Fatima. She's gonna take such good care of you. What are you laughing at?
Hi, Trudy.
How do you know my name?
We know all your names.
I'm just saying, I've been here longer than him. Deserve a little respect. I could really help this place if they just... What the?
Is that blood?
Jesus. What the?
First, I'll follow you down. Take this. You ready?
Julie. I don't know.
Hey, Doc!
I am not running.
Okay, you gotta get those people to town. Save as many as you can. Follow protocol.
Okay, okay. All right, everyone, out of the way! Get in the van!
Tree.
Are you crazy? Those things live in there. They'll kill them.
You trust me. If you want to see your family again, we have to go to the trees.
No. Maybe no way. How did you know that was gonna work?
I didn't. With your dad and the RV, I just...
There's another one here.
Another what?
You have to get inside.
The tree? No!
It'll be safe!
What?
I promise. You have to find your brother. You have to warn him. You have to tell him it's starting.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He will. Go, what? Go, go!
No, wait!
I'll be right behind you.
We do this, and I mean if, and she even blinks the wrong way.
You do what you need to do. But we're going out there, and we're going to find answers. We're going to find a way, Boyd. This is why I was told to get back in the car, so that you and I can go out there and find a way to bring these people home.
You're fucking mad, man. You know that, right?
Bible's full of them.
What happened? What happened?
They got in and they...
Where's Ellen?
I don't know.
Where is Ellen?
I don't know. Sorry.
Everybody inside. Everybody inside.
Go, 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 go. Let's go.
Everybody inside.
Let's go.
Now.
Let's go. Hustle.
Keep going.
Hustle.
Keep going.
Go, 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 man.
Hurry, hurry.
Inside. Is that it?
Inside.
Is that it?
Inside, everybody.
Go, go, go.
You guys okay over there?
Father.
No.
No! No, come here. Come on, you got it. Come on.
Keep him elevated.
Give me something to stop the bleeding. Okay,
please,
it's okay.
No.
It's okay. Please. Let me stop the bleeding.
No, please.
You okay?
No.
You okay?
No.
You okay? No. Okay.
It doesn't end like this. My path. Please.
Hurry up! Okay.
There we go.
Open your eyes. Stay with me. Stay with me.
Pray with me.
Okay.
Pray with me.
Okay.
Pray with me.
Okay, okay.
Our Father.
Who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.